This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, January 19th is recognized as National Popcorn Day, and in honor of today's holiday, we're going to be hearing from some local popcorn poppers this morning. Colleen and David Weir are the owners of Creekstone Kettle Works in Raymond, and they started their business last fall. I had a chance to catch up with Colleen at the Specialty Growers Conference last week, and she filled me in on the different types of popcorn they have to offer at Creekstone Kettle Works.
Well, we both grew up on farms, and my dad is a popcorn farmer, so he grew for Cracker Jack and TV Time Foods in the era when TV Time was just beginning to make microwave popcorn. And one of my favorite memories in the fall is taking popcorn into TV Time, and when you'd go into their office, they would test some of the popcorn. And they would have this huge, gigantic bag, bigger than any trash bag I had ever seen, full of popcorn. And they would let us take that bag home with us, and that would be what I would take to school for my birthday party. And it was so fun to see the kids' eyes just pop wide when they saw that much popcorn coming in the door.
You had to be one of the class favorites for birthdays.
I was, and it was. We had a lot of good memories over those years popping popcorn. Then one of my first jobs off the farm after, you know, deroguing and detasseling and hauling manure and all the different things you do, baling hay when you're on the farm. One of my first non-farm jobs was working at a pool concession stand. And guess what I did? I popped popcorn. So I love popcorn. It's kind of a blank slate where I can use creativity. I grew up in 4-H. My husband grew up in 4-H and FFA. And we both kind of had that background, that farm background, and a love for the opportunities that those youth programs create, too. So having the chance to take popcorn to a new level has been exciting. There's so many flavors, so many different things you can do with popcorn. It gives me a chance to take my cooking background, which is something I've tinkered with since I was 8 years old, doing jams, jellies, salsas, pickles, baked goods, yeast breads, things like that for years. It gives me a chance to kind of incorporate all that into the making of this popcorn.
Very exciting to know that popcorn has essentially kind of shaped your life as from a young girl with your dad and then now in your new business, Creekstone Kettle Works, which obviously we're talking kettle corn. So at your booth here at the Specialty Growers Conference, a lot of different flavors laid out, and you said it allows you to be creative. So if you don't mind me asking, how many flavors do you have available for the kettle corn approximately, if you know? And then how often are you trying to think of new flavors to add?
Right now, we know of 64 flavors that we can do. There's probably others out there that we could make easily. It's just growing all the time. Last weekend, I tinkered around a little bit, created cinnamon bun, and frosted it. So we have frosted cinnamon bun popcorn here this week. There's just endless options. There's nut varieties with the caramels. There's savory varieties like bacon cheddar, parmesan garlic, jalapeno. We have some folks that like the Cajun and buffalo. But my favorites are probably the sweet varieties, the different kettle corns we can create. Strawberry chocolate, the caramel apple, that's been a perennial favorite. And we've had a lot of compliments on our caramel corn, too, just about how good it tastes and how good the texture is and things like that. So there's just endless opportunities with popcorn.
Colleen Weir of Creekstone Kettle Works in Raymond. You can find the business on Facebook, and for more info, you can call 217-246-5355 or email creekstonekettleworks@gmail.com. And we'll be learning more about Colleen and the business during our Farmers Appreciation Specials next month. In other news, while at the 2017 American Farm Bureau Federation Annual Convention, 350 delegates set a path for farm policy recommendations in the next farm bill. AFBF Senior Director of Congressional Relations Mary Kay Thatcher says Farm Bureau members are taking the first step to addressing farm policy concerns.
They believed that we ought to point out the problem areas that we had in the Farm Bill, but not necessarily box AFBF into a corner on what the answers were, because it's probably a little bit early, and there are a lot of issues where it probably requires more economic analysis and more thought and discussion about where we ought to go. So a good overview of the concerns and a good direction that we've set, but no specific policies for most things.
She says Farm Bureau members recognize the need of keeping farm and nutrition policy together in the Farm Bill.
The fact is, especially in the House of Representatives, when you have probably 100 of the 435 members that have zero farmers in their district, there just isn't enough support for an agriculture-only bill. And it's the marriage between farm policy and nutrition that gets both of those bills passed and in good shape.
With hearings or listening sessions starting as early as next month, Thatcher says AFBF will continue analyzing important issues.
We have three or four issues that we feel like we really need to do a deeper dive into: the ARC County program, the dairy program, generic acres, and the Conservation Reserve program. So we'll be trying to do a deeper dive into those and come up with some recommendations for our board and trying to help farmers and our leaders get ready to testify before the House and Senate Ag Committees about the upcoming Farm Bill.
That's AFBF Senior Director of Congressional Relations, Mary Kay Thatcher. Well, leadership from national farm organizations will represent agriculture during the inaugural parade for President-elect Donald Trump on Friday. Several ag association leaders will drive tractors in the parade, including American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall, American Soybean Association President Ron Moore, U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance CEO Randy Croats, National Pork Producers Council President John Weber, and National Association of Farm Broadcasting past and current presidents Mark Uphold and Max Armstrong. The farm leaders will take part in the RFD-TV Rural Tractor Brigade, driving new tractors along the parade route. Members of the National FFA will carry the banner for the Rural Tractor Brigade and lead the contingent of tractors in the parade. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.